episode 128 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, I'm here, but I don't know for how long.
That's right. Yeah. Having some internet.
There's no time.
We're having some internet issues.
Gabe Philbin's here.
I am also here, probably forever.
Uh-huh. And Dylan Roush.
I'm always here.
Right. He's always there in your hearts, in your bedroom,
in your closet,
in your body pillow.
You know, this week, yesterday, I guess one of the guys, I was at this little birthday party, one of the guys there, I guess he forgot what day it was. He thought it was his anniversary, and it was actually, 2 days prior to his anniversary. So he woke up that morning, and, he's a cop, and so he was leaving super early, and he, got flowers and a card and stuff for his wife, and he wakes up at, 4:45 in the morning, and he's getting it all set out, and she wakes up, she's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, happy anniversary," and then she's like, she, got mad because it wasn't the right day, and he was like, "What, today's the 12th? She's like, "No, it's the 10th, and he's like, "Oh," he knew what day their anniversary was, and he thought that day was it. And so she's bitching about it, and she's trying to get sympathy from a bunch of guys at this party. We're like, "No," it's like he remembered. She's like, "Well, what would you do if Daniel was standing at your bed at 4:45 in the morning?" I'd be like, "Well, my first question would be, why is he in my house?" That's I'm not married to Daniel. That would be weird. you can't really make that argument. She did not find the sympathy she hoped for while we were having this conversation. I'd say kudos for at least knowing what day it was on. So you didn't know what day it was in real life. You knew what day your anniversary was.
I sympathize with him because I always forget what day it is.
Yeah, he's a cop. He works weird hours. I can see.
I'm a cop, dude. I lose track of what day of the week it is all the time.
And it's the worst when that happens. I want to cry at work when I realize it's Thursday and not Friday. That usually happens way too late in the day. It'll be 3 p.m. I'm like, "All right, we're good to go.
The weekend is coming." Oh, fuck. No, it's not. So what's going on, guys?
Nothing.
I'm home.
You guys been playing any games? Yeah, Dylan went hiking and he almost died.
No, I went camping.
Oh, you actually went camping out there?
Yeah, I was there from Friday till just a couple hours ago. Oh. So I've been gone the entire weekend. What? Did you not notice?
I was down by the beach.
Well, I wasn't. I wasn't really around for Mumble and shit either. So I guess no, I didn't notice.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we went on a really
we have lives.
We went on a really long, long, long hike in the southern deserts of Utah.
Is someone making boiling?
No, that was a car peeling out in my parking lot.
Oh. Was he making tea in his car?
While that's peeling dangerous. Out? Yeah. You gotta be careful with that. Possible. Kind of stuff,
yeah. Well,
that's cool.
Other than League of Legends, which is usually the mainstay, I got a Minecraft server.
You did?
Yeah.
It's the fourth one that someone from our group has gotten.
Yep, we'll see how long this lasts.
We'll see. Forever, Javi. Forever.
This one's way cheaper than usual.
This is the forever server.
Yeah. The first server wasn't paid at all.
Yeah, but it was...
because we were hosting it ourselves.
But he would just turn off his computer randomly during the day and everyone would lose their shit.
It was the best.
Yeah. It always kept you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah,
I wouldn't complain about a free server, hey. I mean, come on.
I'm not complaining about the price. I'm just saying, there was reasons why that was a bad idea.
And now it's gone forever.
I bet you guys can hear that car in my parking lot again.
Yes.
Fucking truck, get out of here. Get out of here.
You hear me? I'm recording a podcast. Video games.
Yeah, so Minecraft, see how long this hotness lasts. I haven't started my big project in it yet.
Gabe will build one big project and then get burned out.
And then shut down the server.
Yep.
I'm done. I'm out.
See you guys. It's just too much to handle.
Yeah.
Hold the hold.
So far, it's every time I load up Minecraft, there's a few months in between logins, and it will just add something totally new and usually annoying. Now it's the new launcher, which is awful. Why would they change the Minecraft launcher? Why?
What was different? What?
Now it has, like, this weird...
Oh, like the weird text box that pops
yeah.
up?
Yeah, and then yeah. there's, like, all these profiles select from, and then half the time it just says play offline instead of just play online. And it's like, fuck, man, I just want to build things. Let me do that. It won't.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't spent as much time in the server as I'd like. I kind of found a little area that I want to set up. Now I just need to get out there and start. I leveled.
Coincidentally, right next to mine.
Yeah, Gabe, you already said it was okay. I didn't know, because yours is in a fucking cave that I didn't even know was there.
I'm like, on top of a mountain, and yeah. I'm building at the base of the mountain, Ryan. It's not hard.
Well, there was nothing to indicate. There was nothing out there that indicated that was your territory.
Hey, Javi.
So,
yeah.
Did you guys like the monument built right above your and Rachel's house?
I didn't see it.
Dylan's thing in this server so far has just been going around to people's places and putting giant D's right in front of them.
I'm cool with this.
I gave him the D.
Yep. He's just showering everyone with the
loves
D.
Loves the D.
I leveled out the place in front, like where I want to build. I tore down all the mountains there, and I've got a nice flat area. Now I need to get back in there and start building something.
Yeah, right now on schedule is I'm gonna build Finn and Jake's treehouse because I actually want a house. I've never built a house before, but I also want it to be big and cool. And I'm gonna build a monument to the dearly departed wheelchair Skip. The Florida resident.
Florida resident wheelchair Skip, who once shot a 5-year-old in the face with a shotgun.
Who was
she
shot
was
down
okay.
And, yeah, she was just peppered.
Yeah, she just got
yeah, a wheelchair
peppered.
Skip was shot down in cold blood by pervert Dave.
Yeah.
And if you think we're making this up, look up pervert Dave obituary.
These are real
Google.
News stories. We are Don't not making these up. I wish we were, but we're not. Yeah.
Rest in peace, wheelchair Skip.
Rest in pepperoni.
Rest in pepperonis. Yeah, other than that, we all just found out Age of Mythology is out now. So, I'm probably actually going to hop into that after we're done recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prostagma.
Construir.
Heptimos.
I have been...
That was my favorite one, Heptimos.
You've been playing a PS2 stuff?
Yeah, but on the Vita.
Oh, so. Boy.
God of War Collection. Played a lot of that last night. And then Jak and Daxter. And Rock Band Unplugged, which actually has me hyped for this new... what are they making? Harmonix is making an... They did a Kickstarter.
Aren't they kickstarting it, something?
They kickstarted... not Frequency. What the hell is the game called?
Fuck, I can't remember. Looking it up. I got this. Right. It's something with music.
God damn it.
Amplitude.
Amplitude.
There we go. Nailed it.
The first thing that comes up is Harmonix launches Kickstarter for remake of a rhythm game classic.
You fucking assholes.
Of a rhythm game. What? We don't know what it's called because we're the news.
Oh, I don't think they're going to make it.
Yeah, it's a short Kickstarter period, and they were asking for a lot, like 700,000.
775,000.
Yeah, the page won't load for me right now. I'm trying to get it to.
They only have 206,000. Oh, there's 11 days left.
Oh,
that sucks. Someone's gonna put up the money, right?
Yeah, I got 500K just chilling.
Probably someone at the studio is gonna put up the money. I don't know.
I don't fucking know anything about Amplitude.
It's Rock Band Unplugged.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, but with, like, electronica.
All right, maybe. Yeah.
I buy that for $20.
But,
yeah, I have been on my little Kickstarter kick recently with Hover and Grave. Donated a lot to those guys. Hover's doing super well, by the way.
Yeah, I saw it getting some, like, big site coverage the other day.
Yeah, it's at 91,000 right now.
What did they ask for?
I think 38.
Wow. That's doing all right then.
So they broke the stretch goal I wanted most, which was the Hideki Nakamura soundtrack, because the guy who did Jet Set Radio and Jet Set Radio Future, which are dope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the next one up is the Wii U version at 100,000.
Oh, hell yeah.
Chill, chill.
Unfortunately, they've openly said that the Wii U version is going to be, like, a little lackluster because it's just not as powerful.
Right.
Which made me a little sad, but...
Wait, how are they... They're going to make it, like, look that nice?
I mean, it's only three people, so I don't know how well they can optimize things. And the Wii U, they'd have to, like, start it over. Almost.
Okay. I when I backed the Shantae game, I opted for the Wii U version.
Mm. Nice. So what else has anyone been playing?
I don't know.
Javi, was that it?
What?
Yeah, Javi got his Vita, last week or something?
Yeah.
Javi doesn't bring his 3DS anymore. It's just... It's like, I'm a Vita man now. Vita means life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No street passes for him.
Nope.
Hey, we should talk about the interview with Iwata last week. That was where he essentially just said they're making new hardware.
What? Already?
I want to talk about Mario Golf for a second.
Okay.
Right. Because that...
You're trying to get us to buy it, and I want it, but...
Well, it's not just that, but we actually got to play since last week. We've gotten to play some online, and that shit be fun. like me and Devin and Harris played some online Mario Golf a couple nights ago, and yeah, that's like it was funny because me and Harris were like, it's just me, Harris, and Devin and Mumble, and me and Harris were like, hey, you want to play some Mario Golf? He's like, yeah, let's do it because my internet had finally kind of stabilized. Which is no longer the case this evening, so we'll see how this goes.
So far, so good. Knock on wood.
So I was like, all right, Harris, let's try it out. And so we're setting up the game, and Devin's like, can I play? And we're like, well, you have to buy Mario. We're like, do you have Mario Golf? He's like, no, but I can have it in a second. So he went ahead and bought Mario Golf right then and there. And while he was downloading it, Harris and I started a game, and Devin's finished, so he went through the tutorial real quick, and then we played a three-player match, and man, it's like you play simultaneously, and you can see in real time, like, your opponent's shots. So it does, I think it does up to four people online at once, and so you can see your opponent's shots as you're playing, and like, it has, like, a little list of, like, sound effects that you can hit, like, while you're playing, like, between shots.
Psych them out.
Well, not even that, just, like, to celebrate or be pissed off or whatever. But, like, yeah, you can totally do it during their shots. Because it's like after you hit the ball, like, before your next shot comes up, like, you could be sitting there hitting these buttons. And it was fun when usually me and Harris would finish the hole ahead of Devin. And so Devin's, like, making his last putt to try and, like, get par or, like, maybe go for a birdie, and me and Harris are just sitting there hitting the sound effects over and over again while he's trying to putt. Oh man, it was so much fun. Like, such a good time playing that.
Damn it, now I want it.
So we probably played three or four matches that night. It was late too, like when we started, and we played probably three or four matches, and man, it is a good time. But and it also has, like, online tournaments, so, like, you can just go in, and the tournaments will run for however many days, and you go in there, and you'll play around, and then it uploads your results to the server, and then, like, at the end of the... I guess apparently at the end of the runtime for that tournament, they have some kind of award ceremony. I think the first tournaments since the game launched are still underway, so I haven't seen what happens when one of them ends. And you can also, like, you can play it more than once and just upload your new score. So if you do bad, you can try again. So it's I don't know, it's just got a lot of cool little online elements that are a lot of fun, which is surprising because it's Nintendo. But they seem to have done all right with this one. And it just makes me hope that they do as well with Mario Kart here at the end of this month.
They will.
So, yeah, I highly recommend. And if you've been thinking about Mario Golf, I would definitely recommend picking it up so we can all play some. It's a lot of fun.
Fine.
It's a lot of fun.
Fine. So, Javi, what's this This interview with Iwata. So I'm reading this thing right now, and it says Nintendo to sell new consoles for emerging markets. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
So it doesn't sound like they're ditching the Wii U. It just sounds like they're expanding.
Well, here is the shitty thing I read about that.
You can't say
ditching we're ditching the Wii U.
Yeah.
Also, the DS was a third pillar to Nintendo when they didn't want to say they were ditching the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. I think one of the most disheartening things about, because now that you're bringing this up, I do kind of remember reading an article about some of this was like
the death of Nintendo.
Well, no, it was just like whatever they're making. It's not like they're not. Their goal will not be to compete with Xbox and PS4. Like whatever they're making is going to be even weaker and smaller, and it's going to appeal to a different market.
Unless they buy Xbox.
Unless they buy Xbox. We haven't had that conversation on here yet, have we?
No.
No.
Okay, we should
hypothetical hype train.
No, that was mine. It was mine.
That Javi jumped all
then,
over.
Then Javi did jump all over.
That Javi took off the rails.
Yeah. No, well, I think we should do that. I think we should do that now because that way it's recorded and
with risk of you.
Right. And then we seem super smart if it happens.
Let's document this.
So we had a thought the other day that, you know, there's all this talk floating around about Microsoft selling off Xbox, and it seems like some of the bigger names have been the ones. I guess Bill Gates said something about it, that he would sell off Xbox before he sold off Bing. And I don't know what the new CEO's thoughts were on it, but I know at least one of the guys who was interviewing, like one of their like finalists for the CEO job, was real big on selling off Xbox. Who knows if they'd ever do it? It seems like kind of a gamble. But if they were to do it, what if Nintendo bought it? What if Nintendo bought Xbox and then they didn't have to develop? They didn't have to develop a new console. They didn't have to do a shit. Like, they just buy it and now.
Firmware update.
Yeah.
The Nintendo splash screen went boots up.
Yeah. And it, which would be like, they do such a good job with these splash screens. Like, in Mario Golf, they've got a, like, Goombas and stuff running across a green, and the golf ball comes in, it'll like land on their heads and squish them as it goes into the hole. There's one where like it'll hit a mushroom and the ball will get gigantic. it's pretty cool. And it's like what they did with the data transfer from the Wii to the Wii U, where they'd show the Pikmin carrying all your data. Like Nintendo's if Nintendo can do one thing, it's loading screens. But yeah, so then they'd have a new console that is a legit current gen system, and like, could you like, then we have Zelda and Metroid and all these cool things on legitimate consoles. Like, that would be baller. Now, of course, knowing Nintendo, they'd be like, all right, we got it, and then they would never make another Zelda ever again. Did you guys see that what was it, the Temple of Time redone in Unreal Engine 4?
No, actually.
Yeah, I saw. I actually haven't watched it either. I just saw the video, and it's like a picture of one room, and it looked awesome. But I need to go back and watch the video.
Well, Unreal 4 can run on the Wii U, can run on fucking anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh yeah, that looks
so
good.
So confirmed. Nintendo buys Xbox.
Yeah, and then this led Javi to like message us for the next half hour about all the possibilities.
Just think about it.
I'm thinking about it, Javi. Enlighten us. What are your thoughts on this? What would you like?
Mm-hmm. I would like the Nintendo
the
One.
Nintendo One.
The Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be pretty sweet. That's probably the fastest way to get me to just run out and buy an Xbox ASAP. It would also mean a current gen Zelda and Mario, which would be nice.
Which would be
and Metroid.
Ooh. It wouldn't mean a current gen Metroid, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, they're avoiding that one.
Yeah.
Just think of all the studios they would inherit. They would get Rare back too. Even not that that matters, but
no, it doesn't. Rare is not rare. Rare is dead. We're not going to talk about Rare.
Xbox Game Studio is a thing.
Yeah, this does look really good, Gabe. I just went and found the video to check it out. This is pretty nice.
Yeah. So it's pretty much confirmed now that Nintendo will buy Xbox. Well,
it's just convenient too because their North American headquarters are down the street.
It's like literally interspersed between Microsoft buildings.
Yeah. But it's all never, the possibilities. No, it's not going to happen at all.
No, it'll never happen.
Nope. I think
Mirror's Edge 2 will come out before that happens.
And it'll be even more likely for EA or Activision to pick it up instead.
No.
Yeah, and this is assuming they even actually would sell it. Yeah. You know, like
their most like profitable area.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, because Windows 8 is super hype.
It's on every fucking computer that comes out, though.
No one likes it. Stupid. I hate it. Fuck. Well, we were talking about Xbox. Did you guys see the new preview for Sunset Overdrive? That Insomniac game?
I did.
I thought it looked pretty cool.
It looks cool. I'm not sure what... Is it just like a horde game? Or is there a campaign? Or is it just multiplayer?
The structure of the game still seems unclear, but like the mechanics of it and style and
I like the little you shoot out those little hovering drone things, and then they just have a pistol duct taped hanging from it, and the pistol just shoots at stuff.
Yeah, there's like a cannon with a teddy bear taped to the front of it.
Anybody want to take bets on how long it takes until all the personality and style stripped from that game as well?
And then they have an exclusive coming out for Sony the next few years instead.
That would be like the ultimate troll.
Just
they
back
should make
and
fun
forth
of themselves. They should have a trailer, a fake trailer, where it's like we've reimagined Sunset
reimagined
Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive. It is now.
It's just Fuse footage.
Yeah. We've turned it into Fuse 2.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad we finally got to see that shit, though. Like, that was the game I was most excited for coming out of E3, or Microsoft's E3, at least, from last year.
It is another case of... I mean, I don't know what I expected, but it's another case of the pre-rendered video looking, like, fucking, like, beautiful. And then the actual game, yeah, it looks good. But it also looks like a video game. Like, I don't know. I'm always hopeful with a new generation that...
Maybe this time.
Yeah, the trailer will actually look exactly like the game.
Right.
I think what I like most is when you think of Xbox exclusives, that is not that does not look like an Xbox exclusive. Like,
no, not
Xbox
at all.
Exclusives are Halo and Gears of War and Forza.
Hopefully, it
and Blinks
pays
the
off.
Time Cat.
It would suck.
Yeah.
It'd suck if they did something different like this and then they paid for it because nobody bought it.
Yeah, well, but that's inevitably what's going to happen. I feel
fuck
like,
you,
like,
Ryan.
That's what happens with so many. Like, every time someone takes a chance, like, that's what happens. And it sucks because everyone just wants fucking COD. And it's frustrating, man, because, like, this is what kills creativity is the fact that creativity don't make no fucking money.
Yep.
Like creativity.
I've seen the game theories on it.
Creativity happened years ago, and then everyone just keeps wanting that. Like,
no, creativity still exists somewhat, but then once something super cool comes out, it's just regurgitated for the next half decade.
Yeah, and but it's because that's all anyone will buy. And as soon as someone does something different, everyone's like, oh, well, that's different from the thing I've been doing, so I don't want it. And it sucks. Even if it's better, like, no one cares. It's different, and that scares people.
Yep. Like the Wii U game tablet.
That's all
God
gonna
of
change.
War 1 and 2 again. Jack.
That's all gonna change when Mario Kart 8 comes out at the end of this month, and it's gonna be baller.
Oh man, I got so sad when I realized I'm gonna be on a plane the day that game comes out. Fucking no, sister has to graduate college. What an idiot.
What a dummo.
I know. And then I get back and have to start working. So there's no time for fun. I'll just bring my Wii U to work. Just plug it into a server. There's some display units and racks. I'll figure it out. I'll make it work.
Hey, at least...
Please excuse Javi. He was napping before this. He ingested a lot of beer earlier today.
I really did.
At the game? Yeah. Did you go to the game?
Went to the bar.
No, we went to watch the game.
Yeah, you called it a game. Faster. That's not much of a game. 5-0 is not.
Yeah, man, I was at a crawfish boil yesterday. It got pretty Riddick.
Yeah, I played League of Legends yesterday.
The Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah.
We've slowly started migrating into news, so let's just fully get into it now.
All right.
And there's new Pokemon, but it's old Pokemon. It's a remake of Ruby and Sapphire, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, coming to 3DS in November.
You were really not happy about this.
No, I wasn't. I'm a little less grumpy now that I found out it's going to have, like, the same style as X and Y, so it's not going to be, like, 2D graphics again, so that's nice.
Why wouldn't it be that way?
Because, I don't know, it sounded like regurgitated remakes.
I hope they fix a lot of the issues I had with the third generation.
Yeah, I hope it's not... I hope they don't just take the game and bring it back.
Namely, like, I think, like, 70% of that game requires you to go over water, and you need like four different abilities to go over the water. It's horrible.
Yeah, you're like in the water using surf, and then you need waterfall, and then
you need waterfall, whirlpool, dive, and surf. Not including fly to get around quickly, and what the fuck that. But yeah. I remember most of that game being on the water and being really annoyed by that.
Yeah, so hopefully they aren't too faithful to the remake. Because, like, X and Y made some nice changes. Like, they weren't huge changes, but they were nice quality of life changes. And if they implement those, I'll be happy. Be happy.
Yeah.
And on the subject of Nintendo, they lost more money. $229 million is the number.
Iwata is trying to get outed.
Trying to what?
To get outed. Ousted.
I hope he does. Like, nothing that comes out of that guy's mouth makes me, like...
excited?
Yeah.
Please be excited.
I'm always like nervous, like when he's talking. I'm like, oh no. Oh,
Make Reggie King.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be completely honest, I'm not sure if they did everything I wanted, if it would work out for them. So, I think Nintendo's kind of fucked. I can't remember what it was. I think it might be Game Theory, but someone laid out like the history of their console performance, and like from the NES onwards, it's always, except for the Wii, which was a spike, but because, you know, Blue Ocean, I guess. Like, just from NES to Super NES to N64 to GameCube, they were always getting diminishing returns. They were always losing grip. So, I don't know. Like,
and you can't really go up from the Wii.
Yeah. So, I don't. I'm not sure they can be a legit competitor in this market.
Yeah. Well, they could have if they had tried a little harder sooner.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And they had the head start and the money.
They had more money than fucking everyone. Bullshit.
Yeah, going from the Wii to the Wii U. Yeah, they were sitting pretty with, cuz they if I think if they had maybe tried to come in a little bit earlier too, because when things started to slip off, they started to kind of lose some money because they held out on the Wii just a little too long, I think. But like, even then, they had so much goddamn money.
If Skyward Sword was a launch title for Wii U, And not like Twilight Princess where it's Wii U and Wii, but like full-blown Wii U exclusive. Mm-hmm. Like
People were like, oh man, they would have been sitting on a goldmine because everybody was hungry for a new console. This was like six or seven years of the same shit.
Yeah, and they just needed to put the money into developing it because it's not like they didn't have it. Like they could have come out with a seriously powerful console, and they would have
pulled a PS2 where like they're out of the gate early and they have super powerful hardware, and they have a game to like a flagship game to carry it, and then release new Super Mario Brothers Wii with it also. So like, there's that casual thing, and you're set. Everyone would have bought one. Everyone.
Yeah.
Instead, they did this shit, the lazy route. Yeah. It really is the lazy route.
Well, I think they thought it was the safe route.
Well,
they were wrong.
It felt more. I swear to God, there weren't any goddamn sirens for the whole day until we started recording. God damn it. But it the whole timetable for the Wii U, it kind of feels like once they heard whisperings of new hardware coming out of the other companies, it's like, oh, well, was the Wii U always
just a Band-Aid for them? Like, well, this will hold us off for a while.
The Wii had no momentum at all.
Yeah,
Skyward Sword, and that was it. Like, Skyward Sword was, like, the little bump in popularity.
That's not even momentum. It's just, oh, there's finally
something. Yeah, it was just bridging the gap, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I want to ask you guys this, because I know that one of the biggest problems that Nintendo consoles in general have had, I guess probably since the GameCube, is there, because I think the GameCube wasn't as bad. It kind of fell into this, but not as bad as, like, the Wii, but the controller scheme, like, what could you guys have seen a benefit if Nintendo had come out, like, let's say they did what we're talking about, or even with the Wii U, would there have been a benefit of coming out and being like, okay, here's our new console, and taking like that Wii U Pro controller and saying this is the controller, and then saying, oh, but we also have this tablet available, because I think perception rules so many of these things, and the idea that, well, this tablet thing that's weird and different is going to be our main controller, and it just fragments everything. It makes it so that third parties can't develop for you as easily, and it makes it so that like when you've got this whole separate controller scheme of what the other two are doing, like I think I brought this up last week, it basically makes it so that people have to develop specifically for you, and you know, the promise of getting all the games that the other people are getting is not there, and so it hurts the sales of your console, which then in turn hurts the sales of the amount of third party stuff you're getting, because they know they're not going to sell any games, because if 10 people have your console, then guess what? You can sell 10 copies. That's it. Like,
I think the tablet being there isn't as much of a problem as them only advertising the tablet and not even the new console.
I understand
for like
that.
2 years.
I understand that issue totally, but I think that the tablet being there was never a problem. It's yes, that what you just said, because yes, there are a lot of people who just thought it was an accessory for the Wii and didn't understand that it's a new console. They rarely showed the console in the advertising.
At the E3 reveal, it was just a picture of the fucking tablet.
Yeah.
And they just said Wii U. It's like, so it's the tablet? It's just that? And then, like, a day later, it's like, oh, no, there is a new console. Oh,
well, right. Yeah, and they let that misconception go for
even until
the thing came out. They went on Jimmy Fallon and let him explicitly say, this works with your Wii. Like, he's like, oh, it's amazing, this Wii U thing, you hook it up to your Wii. And it's like, oh, you fucking idiot. Like, well, I mean, it's not even his fault, it's Nintendo's fault.
For not making the message clear.
Their advertising branch needs a swift kick in the nards.
Mm-hmm. Wolfman has nards. Did you know that?
God. Like, I love the Wii U. It's so fun.
There's no way Gabe ever saw that movie.
No, shut up. I'm young. But Nintendo's making it hard.
No, they're screwing themselves.
Yeah. It's like, I love the games on that so far. Like, Wonderful 101's great. Donkey Kong's great. Mario's great.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Bayo 2. Right. I mean, none of them have anything on Knack. Don't get me wrong here.
Yeah, Knack is basically the quintessential release title. Like, wait. That is... Hey, if you ain't got Knack, you don't... I don't know what's wrong with you. What up, Dylan?
Oh, I was going to say, when Ryan was talking about the Wolfman, was he talking about Rob Ryan?
No, I was talking about Monster Squad.
Yeah, Wolfman's got nards.
he kick him in the nards, and he kicks him. He's like, whoa, Wolfman has nards.
I have that movie on Blu-ray. I don't remember.
Really? It's like one of the most memorable moments.
Yeah.
Wolfman's got nards. God. Anyways, it's easy to get really angry thinking about the time they wasted and, like, the fact that they set themselves up for this. Like, they didn't, like you said, Gabe, there was only Skyward Sword and then just dead, nothing around it during the last year or two of the Wii.
Skyward Sword came out in 2011 and then the Wii U launched end of 2012.
Yeah. So, like, that's one studio was working on Zelda. Also, they should have been working on next-gen Zelda from the get-go.
And that should have been a launch title.
Yes. But that aside, there's all these other teams that Nintendo has, and I have no idea what the hell they were working on, because it sure as hell didn't come out on the Wii.
Right.
The Wii U launched with nothing in the barrel. Or they had New Super Mario Bros. U, which they probably made in a weekend.
Well, we got that little inside scoop that Nintendo doesn't let you do anything without their okay, and they clearly didn't okay many things.
Yeah. It was called Project Cafe because they were developing it at a coffee shop. Yeah.
Take like, that, Nintendo. Fuck.
I don't know why they're so ironclad about okaying projects when they have fucking nothing.
Yeah. It's so frustrating. They want to fail.
The bubble, it explodes.
Or maybe they just refuse to take risks.
And
I think that's more it. Because I think that's why we got the Wii U and not the console we were just talking about. Because they're sitting there on a ton of money. Clearly they have the ability to do it, and this is what they did.
Oh, so putting a tablet in a controller isn't a huge risk?
No, it is. I'm just saying they had to go the cheap. They went the cheap route again. They made a console that launched at $200, $300? What, $250 for the...
I think it was $300 and then $350.
Gabe, it's not a huge risk. That controller is made as cheaply as fucking possible. It's mostly hollow. The screen is, like, really weak. It's like an old DS screen.
It's risky from the standpoint of, it's different. It's different. But it's not risky from the standpoint of, like, let's really invest.
Yeah.
Really invest our money in this and make something awesome and put it out there and hope that our fans come back.
And what we keep hearing from Iwata is, for us, to save the Wii U, we need to really emphasize the screen controller and what it can do. It's like, why weren't you guys doing that from the get go if you built the whole thing?
That was your game plan.
Like Donkey Kong is just a black screen, and then fucking Mario Brothers, just you can tap it. I get. Wait, no, Mario Bros. Doesn't do anything. It's just a second screen at all times.
Yeah.
God,
you can just play it on that. Like, they haven't done anything.
Not that they should shoehorn these things in there, but, like, clearly it wasn't a priority for your flagship titles, so why do it?
Exactly. Why not just do what we just said and make a more powerful console and then put out these games? Fuck your stupid tablet. It was pointless.
But then the weird thing is they funded the hell out of Platinum. Why? They did that
one studio.
Platinum never does things that sell well.
Yeah.
Never.
Metal Gear Rising because Metal Gear.
And it's like they gave them all the money for Wonderful 101 that sold about 12 units.
Yep.
Including the one I bought.
Well, we saw it sold at least 404 at PAX. So so we do know that.
God.
I bought one as
well. I tried to. I tried to buy one at PAX.
They wouldn't let you.
They were like, sorry. No, sorry, we're all sold out for the day on this game that will not sell when we launch it.
Yeah, and that's amazing. And now Bayo2's coming out, and I'm super excited. Like, I love that Bayo2's coming out.
How many copies of Wonderful 101 do you think they could have sold there had they just said, fuck it, we'll sell as many as we can?
1,001.
It would have been more than 404. I'll tell you that.
It would have been at least 405 because you would have got one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was a dumb move. Like, I get it. I get going there and marketing it there and, like, doing that. But, like, yeah, don't put a limit. Like, okay, 101 is, yeah, it's clever because that's the name of the game. But, like, you really just fucked yourself. Like, you cost yourself a lot of sales.
It's like,
probably.
Ryan, you still haven't gotten it.
No, I still haven't gone to buy it. I was going to buy it. I was ready to buy it then and there that day. Yeah, I have not bought it.
They sold 5 copies of Grand Theft Auto 5 every day.
They'll break even eventually.
If your game has a number in it, that's all we'll sell every day.
So, I'm looking at this article right now about how much Destiny reportedly costs.
Yeah, that's later on in the news bracket.
Okay, I guess we'll get to that.
Yeah, this has just turned into Chapter 5 of Game Over Nations. Fed up with Nintendo.
Yeah, how angry we are with Nintendo.
But like, we want you to succeed. Listen. Listen, we care. We care so much. You fuck. You're so talented, and you're wasting it in the basement at your mom's house. I don't know what I'm talking
Happy
about.
Mother's Day.
That's our Happy Mother's Day segue.
Happy Mother's Day, Nintendo.
We are recording on Mother's Day. Did you guys do anything with your moms?
I gave her
a call. Talk to your mom? Yeah, I guess no one here lives real close to them. Well, other than maybe Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan's the only one here in the same state, right?
I was in.
No, I am. Yeah, you're in the same state. I am too.
I was half a state away.
Oh, well, I guess
that's true. Push a boulder off a cliff.
I did this for you, Mom.
I did not end up like James Franco.
that was what your gift was. I called my mom. We talked.
I did too.
My mom doesn't live very far away, but like there was plans to. Our plan was to try. I texted her yesterday. I was like, "Hey, is there anything going on? Because usually we'll try and go out to dinner or something." But apparently, my little sister had some kind of dance thing in the evening, so we couldn't do dinner. And she's like, "Well, we're talking about doing breakfast." So I was like, "Cool. Well, just let me know when and where." And I'll try to be there. And then today she did nothing else the rest of the night. This morning I wake up, and then this afternoon I get a text from her. She's like, "So we didn't make breakfast." I'm like, "Yeah, kind of figured." Since it's, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're just saying something about what's going on regarding that. But we talked, and I got her a card that I need to get to her. But that's about it.
I bought my mom's flowers.
Mama's love flowers.
I wrote a nice little message in there for mom. So
I was like, "Sup?
Cool.
That's cool.
Talk to you later."
Well, big gulps, huh?
Well, see you later. Big gulps.
So as mentioned previously, Destiny had a little news break. There's going to be a beta out in July, so just a couple months away, and Activision is reportedly putting down $500 million to fund this game and to advertise for it and all that.
Yeah.
Good luck on that return.
For some perspective, GTA 5 cost $260 million. Like, almost
the most expensive game ever made was $260 million. And now this is a lot more.
And there's no chance in hell it's going to be as
not even a little
successful as GTA.
Like, holy shit. I almost feel obligated to buy it now just to, like, hopefully help them.
This is going to be a tremendous failure.
It's like, did they see what happened to the Old Republic?
Well, the Old Republic, that price wasn't the only problem.
No, but
it was a bad game,
and
made by bad developers.
So I've said it from the get-go that I don't I have no idea what all the hype is. Like, I don't understand.
MMO Borderlands.
The excitement for Destiny. Yeah, like, that E3 presentation didn't do anything for me. And then, I can't remember which site it was, but somebody played it and then wrote up an article saying, so I played an hour and a half or something of Destiny, and there's a problem. It's boring. Like, I don't... And I'm like, oh. So, I don't know.
We'll see.
This may very well be like
the death of Activision as we know.
No. Like, this may be all like completely meaningless, and it comes out and it's fucking awesome, and everybody loves it. And it's.
I feel like Bungie has never really done a really bad job, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Like,
I wasn't crazy about Halo 2 or 3, like the multiplayer, but the campaign was
right, great. Which was kind of their focus anyway. Like.
Well, it shouldn't have been, because I like campaigning. I like a nice bottle of campaign.
Have some campaign.
Have some campaign.
Do it. Do some. Do it. Very slowly.
But, I don't know. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. This is like a multiplayer campaign focus. So, they do that kind of thing. Well, we'll see.
Well... Apparently, you have to play through like a single player portion before you can even go into the multiplayer.
Well, yeah, it's your destiny.
Fine.
Yeah, it's your density.
So it's pretty much exactly Little Big Planet.
It's a carbon copy of Little Big Planet.
Exactly.
You have to like run through this level with a British guy talking to you about all the things you can do, how wonderful it is and magical, and then. He shows you your little house, and then you can play with friends.
And your friends come in and just staple penises all over the place.
Or just pictures of their fucking face.
Yep. Hobby.
Oh, good. Those were the days.
My entire pod in Little Big Planet 2 still is just plastered with pictures of Hobby's face.
Mine too.
Good. Good. Never forget.
Never forget.
How could we?
Speaking of never forgetting, remember Star Wars Battlefront? There's a remake coming out. Yeah, I forgot about that too. Apparently, EA is going to show it off at E3. In some fashion.
Dylan likes that, right?
Wait, what?
Star Wars Battlefront. It still exists.
Who's making it?
I don't know. EA.
Oh, no.
The EA. I don't know who's making it.
I like Battlefront.
What happened to Disney shutting down all Star Wars games to make everything in-house?
I think that's why this was slightly... Well, because EA bought all the rights to Star Wars games after that happened.
Okay.
And then they were just confirming that it still exists because we haven't heard anything since E3. And a certain title also has not been confirmed to exist since E3. That's Mirror's Edge 2. So, pour one out for that one, guys.
Hey, Javi.
Huh?
Does this remind me with Little Big Planet? Remember this glorious motherfucker?
Oh. Time to look at images. Oh, Jesus. Come on. That is...
What? Oh, yeah.
That is King Henry VIII.
King Henry VIII?
Why is King Henry VIII here?
Why is Henry VIII
here? Why is King Henry VIII's face in Little Big Planet?
Because it's royal.
Oh, that's true.
I posted that... face on everything. That was on my quick stickers.
So I was going to donate to Amplitude, but since it's totally not going to make it, I'm not going to donate.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. Sorry, Harmonix.
Also in Battlefront news, you're not going to be able to play Star Wars Battlefront 2 online after June 30th.
I didn't know you still could.
Yeah. It's becoming like a thing now to shut down online servers for games.
it's like our thing.
It's
man.
Like it's
we
like
shutting down servers left and right.
Yeah, the newest trend in the industry is just shutting down game servers. It's very odd when things get shut down very soon, like the Resistance franchise not being functional online anymore. That game came out 2 or 3 years ago. Not that long. So yeah, hopefully you're not playing Battlefront 2 too much. Sorry for you if you are.
They really just want you to move on to Battlefront 3.
Which still exists, so please be excited.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't get canceled, and hopefully it's good.
And last up, that new Unreal Tournament that was teased last week got revealed, sort of, and it is a free game. They made it very clear that it's not free to play, it's just a free game that will be built by users with the Unreal Engine 4 subscription. So if you purchase or like subscribe to the Unreal Engine, then you can help create this new Unreal Tournament game. So I think that's interesting. I have no idea how good it will be. Frankly, it's I don't know. I feel like it's set up for failure because all of those conflicting ideas from all these different people. I don't know what capacity they'll have in the development, but we shall see. It's an interesting idea, definitely. It's new. In the reveal, they were talking about how it's like they're hoping to reinvent the Twitch FPS genre or whatever, and good luck or with that, but you know, just focus on making it not suck. I think that's priority number one.
Yeah.
And that's all for news.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So,
did you ask for questions?
You know what? I didn't. I'm just kidding. I got you. It's a question time. First up, Harris Foster asks, why you have to be mad?
It's only a game.
It's only a game.
I'm not mad. I'm good.
I ain't mad. I'm jolly. And Justin Das, is there a real difference between League of Legends and Dota 2? Yeah, League of Legends is better. What? Wow. Bombshell statements coming out. Yeah, there's some differences. They're the same type of game. They're going to look similar to people.
They're the same genre, but there's actually...
How you play them is very different.
There's a world of difference.
It's like the way money and gold is used and...
No, just basic commands, just basic movement is different.
It's sluggish. Yeah,
it's like saying there's no difference between Halo and COD.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you're right. You're
yeah,
right there.
On the surface, it probably seems like the same game. Yeah. But,
you shoot the guy.
Yeah, but once you play it...
Make boil the water, you pour the packet.
Just like that.
No, Dota, I would say, is immensely more complex... But
almost overly
doesn't mean
so.
it's more fun. I think it's funner to watch professionals play Dota 2 than actually play it.
It's a spectator sport.
It's a spectator sport for me because I suck at it.
And then Rachel Gray, oh no, she asks, how do you feel about the Sounders 5 game unbeaten streak?
I'll answer this with my own question. How does she feel about the Sounders losing 5-0?
Yeah, that was probably a bad time to.
I'm not done.
That question.
And how she feels about Real beating Houston 5-2?
I doubt she cares about that.
How does Ryan feel about
that? How's Ryan feel about that? Ryan, how do you feel?
I wasn't super
how
happy about it.
How do you feel right now?
I wasn't super happy. They scored in 15 seconds.
That's just like chipping it from like the
initial I was telling Dylan and Gabe earlier. I was cleaning my bathroom and I had the radio on and that game was like, I was like, oh cool, the Dynamo are playing, because that game was just starting. They're like, all right, well, we're underway. Oh, and Real fucking scores. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. Like,
oh yeah, Salt Lake.
Wow.
And then she says, "Oh, I mean Sunset Overdrive trailer." As I said before.
Oh wait! By the way, we did play most of that game. A man down. Like, we got a red card like right away.
Was it a deserved red card?
I couldn't see it, so I don't know. Who knows?
Suckers.
Continue.
Sucker free Sunday.
And yeah, so she says, "I mean the Sunset Overdrive trailer, which we talked about." As I said, that's. That's like the one game I really look forward to on Xbox One. Like, I don't give a shit about Halo anymore. I don't care about Forza.
Harsh.
I do.
Shocking statements coming out right now. But Sunset Overdrive is like, you know, that looks cool. Like, that, as I said before, doesn't look like a Microsoft exclusive. That's right. What I want them, I want to see them do, or at least try. So.
Right.
And Justin Das says that he enjoyed Spider-Man 2, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Did you guys watch the end credits and see anything special? I saw a trailer / scene for X-Men. Yeah, there's a trailer for X-Men in the end credits for Amazing Spider-Man 2.
They realize to beat Marvel, they have to team up.
But they're not.
They're not.
Like, they explicitly said it's just an ad spot. Yeah. Like they sold ad space
in their movie. Another movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah, wow. It's really, really sad.
That's when you know you're kind of selling out.
Literally.
By the way, guys, the more I see about X-Men, the more interested I am in seeing it.
Really? The less interested I am in seeing
it. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
The less I see of Hugh Jackman, the more interested I am in Hugh Jackman. I'm like, oh yeah, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart are back.
You know what was decent?
So is everyone else from that last movie that was really good.
Nay, the casting was great in those movies, actually.
Except the writing.
Wait, Halle Berry wasn't great.
She was horrible in the first one. I liked her in the second movie. I thought she was fine.
Her hair was better.
Oh, wait, real quick. Speaking of terrible writing, have any of you guys seen Couples Retreat?
No.
No.
That sounds like a porno.
It was on Comedy Central today, and that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Wait, is that the movie with Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I have seen that.
It's Vince Vaughn and Jason Bateman and the guy who looks like a big ass Guido, and then some giant
what's his
black
name?
Dude.
John Favreau.
Is that John Favreau? Okay.
Yeah, he's in it. Oh yeah. My god, that movie's awful.
Oh, it was so awful. The acting in it is so terrible. Especially the big black guy, whose name I don't know. But, like, his scenes racist. Where he's, like, trying to be, like, emotional, it was just, fucking laughable. And there's a guitar
his
hero,
name's
like.
Shane.
Okay.
Shane. There you go.
There's a Guitar Hero competition in the middle of it, which is awful. Ugh. And
what about that part where he's getting like teabagged by the yoga instructor?
I didn't see that part.
Oh, you turned
I came in partway through, and I was just like, this is a train wreck.
So Gabe, you need to sit down and watch this.
I think you do. It was, and like the plot twists in it, the plot points in it are okay. For instance, like this is the thing. So they go out. They're like they're on this couple side of an island, and like the black dude's like wife or girlfriend or whatever disappears, and they're like, well, where would she have gone? And they're like, well, there's only one place she could have gone this close to dark, and by this close to dark, they mean it's fucking bright as shit outside. It looks like noon. And they're all sitting around talking about this. They're like, well, she can't leave the island this close to dark. Is it close to dark? Because it doesn't look like it. And they're like, well, she had to have gone to the single side of the island. Well, apparently they're in I don't know the plot of the whole movie. Apparently there's some kind of thing where they have to follow all these rules while they're there. Otherwise, they get kicked off or something happens. I don't know. But technically, basically, they're not allowed on the single side of the island. So they're like, well, now we have to sneak over there and find her. Okay, cool. So then they all meet later that night, and they get in these fucking canoes because they're like, well, we can't just walk over there. We can't sneak in that way. So we're gonna ride these canoes around the island over to that side. Okay, so they get in the canoes and they're going, and then like it was like they were trying to infuse drama but didn't know how, so they get over there and a storm hits. And so this storm rolls in, it's like thunder and lightning, but the water's not doing anything. They're just in the rain, and they're like, oh my god. And then one of the canoes just tips over. Like, I don't know why. there wasn't big waves or anything. Like, it's just raining, and they fall out. And then within 3 seconds, they're back in the canoe, and then the storm parts. It was like, okay, well, what just happened? Why did you even put that here? Nothing dangerous happened. It took about 3 seconds for them to get back in their boat. It was like, was it supposed to be funny? Was it... I don't know what just happened. And then for no reason, one of the women jumps in off of the boat and decides to swim back while they all paddle. It was... I don't know what's happening in this movie, but it was awful. Everything was awful. Nothing made sense.
By the way, spoilers for Couples Retreat.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought you were about to give us some spoilers. You're just talking about what I just said.
The big black guy from Couples Retreat. His the actor's name is Faison Love. So that makes up for everything.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
There you go. Your description of this movie just like made me really depressed.
I think we should all like get online and stream it together.
I think I'm going to go hang myself.
I think one of the writer's highest rated movies is What Happens in Vegas, that romantic comedy classic with Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher.
Mm.
I've seen that too. And away from Couples Retreat, Prototype asks, for The Amazing Spider-Man 3, it seems like they have to introduce the black suit. Wouldn't it be better if the love interest would be Felicia instead of Mary Jane? It would fit better if they go the route of her storyline from the PS2 game. And that's what Javi was thinking, that the Black Cat pretty much has to be in Amazing Spider-Man 3, because they cast Felicia in this one.
Yeah, it would be silly not to, and... That's all. Like, if they're looking to expand the universe so that they can make as many movies as possible, setting up Black Cat is a very good idea. And also, I don't know about like if they have to do the black suit, but it would be smart since they're already planning the Venom movie to like. I would honestly like to see maybe like. The whole movie is more about the symbiote and him like getting corrupted and everything, and then maybe he gets rid of it at near the end of the movie, and maybe you see the birth of Venom at the beginning or at the very end, and then that leads into the Venom movie. But I doubt they'll do that because he needs a villain.
I was gonna say you almost described Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3 had the whole where Venom just. Shows up at the end. Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Yeah, you pretty much described the movies.
Yeah, well, there's different ways. Any story can be interesting as long as you tell it right.
And Spider-Man 3 is not telling it right.
No. Don't worry, it's got Topher Grace in his big screen debut.
Please, no. Well, that's all we have for questions, guys.
All right.
Awesome.
And Ryan, you're still then, here.
I am. I somehow, my internet has held up through this. So that's good, I guess.
Comcast fixed it already. What nice.
That's Comcastic.
Nope, they did not. So, all right. Well, then I guess if you would like to find us, go to GameOverNation.com and check out all our previous podcasts. You know, if this is your first time around these parts. Other than that, you can find us on Facebook.com/GameOverNation. And also, you can send us questions or just general comments to @GameOverNation on Twitter. So those are all places you should go and check us out.
That is all true. All the things you said.
All of those things are true. And go buy Mario Golf. Go do that. So, with that, Javi, get us out of here.
All right, that has been episode 128 of Game Over Nation. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Goodbye.